And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business, and Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfeltzer, your host. And boy, I have had just two incredible men on the show. Arnell Milhouse and the Intracity Geeks, unbelievable. And Rod Frazier telling us about a little bit about what we can see this week coming up at Rhode Island College Thursday, Be There or Be Square, Daughter of Dawn, incredible movie. There's going to be lots of information out of that on our Facebook page. But now I would like to bring on to the show a very near and dear friend of mine, and many of you will know him or more his characters because you see them in Memorial Park at every Waterfire. It's usually the gargoyles or the beautiful marble muses that will hand you those lovely fortunes, and I always seem to get a good fortune. So, Eric Ogier, are you there? Are you on the line?
I am.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so glad. Well, first, I want to thank you for all of the work that you did at the Fireball, which for anybody who was not there and didn't know about it, the Fireball was our very big fundraiser. If you don't know, Waterfire has a building, and we need to raise a lot of money for it. And so we held a big fundraiser in the building, had a lot of people there. And 1031 and your company, Eric, just really knocked it out of the park with statues of Buddha and, you know, the wine god Bacchus and the woman we called Winette, which we thought was kind of a good name, you know, for her. I got to give that credit to Kibby Riley. She came up with that. But we had the butterflies and the gargoyles. So you guys are always so involved in doing these just beautiful things. And can you tell people, because I was telling our guests here in the studio today, where the name 1031 came from?
Well, it's obviously the name of everyone's favorite holiday, Halloween. So we took the date of October 31st and incorporated it into our identity. And my business partner, Joe Perry, and I, obviously it's our favorite day of the year. So hence the name 1031.
And I know that you came down to Waterfire and got involved in Waterfire on 1031.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was really good. We did it really on a whim, just for fun, and Barnaby was gracious enough to come over to us and say, I love what you're doing. We just need to find the perfect place for you to do what you're doing. And that was really the catalyst of what started 1031 Productions. And 15 years later, we're still going strong. So we thank Barnaby and Waterfire and everyone and all the public, you know, for supporting us for all these years.
Well, and I say that's a little bit of an understatement when you say going strong. I know that you've been down to the White House, that you keep expanding, that you've got a great new space. But what I want to talk about, because I don't know how much time we'll have here, Eric, and I'm definitely having you and Joe Perry back on the show.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about all of these new things that, I mean, I know that you've got people coming in and visiting your studio, and I still am waiting for you to dress me up as the mermaid.
I want to
be the mermaid.
Tell me when.
Okay, well, I'm coming in, and I want to be the mermaid, and maybe, you know what, I'll call in sick to work that night at Waterfire, and I'll just show up at, like, you know, the memorial monument there and freak everybody out. What do you think?
Yes, and if we do it, we have to use your real hair because it is so extraordinary.
Thank you, my dear. Well, listen, I know, again, as I was saying, you do such wonderful work with so many groups, and you donate so much. You're going to be donating a statue for our Salute to Veterans on November 7th.
Yep.
But you've got a really big event coming up. Let us hear about it.
We do. In a nutshell, it's called New Life. It's an inspirational day of art, which showcases dance, performance art, and traditional art like painting on canvas. We have a full day's worth of events starting at our studio at 185 Front Street. This is this Saturday. From 11 to 1, we have our open studio where people can come in, see what our studio is all about, and also see performers getting ready for the show that starts at 1 p.m. over at 67 Park Place in Pawtucket at the Samaritans of Rhode Island. We're going to be having a two-hour performance from 2 to 4 of our living statues. At 4 o'clock, we're going to be having a Metamorphosis performance, which is our new dance company, which we started last year.
Yeah.
And then at 5:30 is the opening of actually my new exhibit, which is a series of butterfly paintings.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, so now, this is a fundraiser, right, for the Samaritans, or?
Well, yes, it's kind of a little bit of everything. It's really, it's about inspiring people in general, but mainly youth. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I used my artwork as a coping mechanism to deal with personal pain, and it's really important, I think, that teenagers really are inspired and can be motivated by ideas and imagination to create artwork, because making art is one of the most cathartic things that you can do. It really puts you in a very peaceful and positive place.
Yeah, I agree.
And working with Denise Peniches, the executive director for the Samaritans of Rhode Island, we kind of came up with an idea of creating a whole day's worth of inspiration to really, again, you know, people, the general public, but also especially for younger teens and kids, to really inspire them to get involved in arts.
I think that's great. You know, and it reminds me of what we were just talking to my friend Arnell Milhouse about, and, you know, getting that excitement and that education and really finding, like, these different ways to express oneself. And, you know, I just love you guys so much. So, Eric, if people want more information, I know that we're going to have it on the Waterfire website, but is there a website that we can send people to or that you can tell people about?
Yes, absolutely. They can go to the Samaritans of Rhode Island website. They can go to 1031's Facebook page. And my website as well, which is ericjoj.com. And they can call me 401-241-5937. I'd be glad to talk about it.
That's awesome, Eric. Well, listen, it's been great talking to you, my friend, and I'm wishing you a great event. I know it's going to be fantastic. And then I will see you and all of our listeners, hopefully down by the riverside on September 26th. Get ready. Dragons on the river. All sorts of craziness. You've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.